Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
No, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three, and you just heard it. Balls of Steel nominations. Got a few of them, Crazy Charlie, so we can check the system. Here is one. I don't know where this was, but this is a restaurant, and it was an outdoor-type setting. People are dining at all the various tables, and one of the, I guess, hostesses has an alligator by the tail. Now, it's a small one, but it's probably 3 feet. And she's pulling it through everybody who are sitting down eating to get it out of that area and, I guess, back into the water somewhere. She's pulling it by the tail. And the thing is reaching around trying to snap at her, too. So, Mike this morning says, Bill, Balls of Steel, and I saw this video, many of you did too, to this young lady for getting rid of this alligator so everybody could sit down and eat in peace. So Crazy Charlie, long-winded way of saying Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Here's another one. No Kev. Bill, no balls to Alabama high school softball teams. He says Park Crossing and Lanier High School. The final score was 46-45. It had 65 walks in it. He says no balls of steel for that score.
It's gutless and nutless.
Not bad at all. Now, who's going to be the first one? I'll just do it. Many will fall on the other side of this. Choose which side you want to be on to your own discretion. No worries either way. But number 11, Henry to 0-2-0, finding a place to go. It's not the Buckeyes. It looked like it was the Buckeyes because of the transfer rule inside the SEC. Apparently that's going to be alleviated. And over the weekend, the news hit. Was it Friday, Saturday? Somewhere over the weekend, it hit. Henry to 0-2-0 to Alabama. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Also, no balls of steel to those who thought, oh, this is such a wonderful thing. It's for the kids, and it's going to create parity. We haven't had parity in college football. The chalk usually wins. The chalk remains the chalk. Nobody's allowed to penetrate the chalk. And the word is this liberal policy of letting everybody get a one-time freebie is going to fix that. Not going to happen, y'all. So no balls of steel to those who opine that certain way.
Can we get some balls around here?
Yeah, not true. Now, could you, if you're building up a program, could that help you get there faster because of the transfer portal? Yeah, that's a thing, but it's not going to create more chalk. It's not going to make everything, oh, my God, Bill, have you ever seen college football like this? Any given Saturday, anything can happen. No, really. I mean, things do. Upsets happen, yes, but not to the level of the parity people want you to think that there is. Oh, and expanding the playoffs isn't going to fix that either. But they're about to go there. That's not going to fix it. Georgia Dog, this is a good one. Balls of steel to no core, joining the Navy at 38 years of age and getting the top award there at boot camp. Yeah, that's a good one. Balls of steel there, Crazy.
Bills, balls of steel.
Yeah, if you've ever seen no core, he looks like he could run 200 miles. Just right now, just start running and stop in about 200 miles and look like he's fresh. Look like he'd never taken a breath. 38 years of age, and he's in incredible shape. And I knew he wasn't on their show down there much the last several months, if any. And I've asked him about it a couple of times, but he wasn't around on social media or anything either. So I was wondering what was up. I'm sure he had something going on. Well, he did. He was in boot camp. He joined the Navy. And that guy, you're talking about being in shape. If anybody showed up for boot camp in shape to handle whatever it is they put you through, which is a very, very stressful, arduous, difficult environment, it'd be no core. So that's a good one. Yeah, Georgia Dog, that is a very good nomination right there. How about balls of steel to Tennessee graduation? Is everybody doing this now? Maybe everybody is. If the weather's good, doing it outside in your football stadium. They did it in Neyland Stadium on Friday, and the wife and the kids were up there for that event. So balls of steel for that idea.
Bills, balls of steel.
And again, maybe that's what a bunch of people are doing. I don't keep up. Yeah, I don't keep up with it. I'm not a boy, and think about all the award ceremony we've had with seven kids. You know, they even – do they do this at your school? We even had to go to graduation events from – was it fifth grade or sixth grade where you're going on to junior high? It was one of the two. I had to sit through this. One year at the elementary school, and they play the music just like they do at the college – graduation events and everything, and they hand out the little pamphlets with all the names and the way the program's going to go. It's so silly. One year, and I swore, I'm not going to another one of these. One year, some lady, I don't know if she was one of the principals or whatever, must have given a 45-minute speech. I don't know. These are 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, okay, about to head off to a huge embarkment. They're about to go to junior high. Oh, my God, Bill, the drama. Oh, this is a moment in life you'll never forget. It's just huge. No, it's the next grade. That's all. That's all it is. It's the next grade. I don't remember. We sat through a couple of those, and I swore I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it again. I'm sorry. I just can't. Jordan up in West Lafayette, Purdue student, and he was finishing up this spring, says, Bill, Purdue's graduation this coming weekend is at Ross Aid with parents able to be in the stands. Now, that's good. Yeah, that's good. So Jordan finishes up his Purdue, his Boilermaker, his Boiler Up education. Crazy Charlie, how about for him? He's been on the show. He's called in. He's a very well-versed Purdue Big Ten college football aficionado. So for Jordan getting that degree, that's good news there, sir. I was never worried about you getting it because I knew you would. But balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Bama Mart. Bill. Balls of steel to Nick Saban, saying he was against the transfer rule initially, but knowing down the road he'd be able to handpick for any gaps he had in his lineup and being able to grab any player he wants after they enter the portal. That would be a balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
Yeah, think about it. If you're Alabama, and you could say it's already happening, that they've been taking in a grad transfer or a transfer one or so about a year. Maybe the number's more than that, but let's just say one or so a year. Maybe it's Landon Dickerson. Maybe it's Jameson Wheaton. Maybe it's Henry T. Whoever. But if you're Alabama now, or you're Ohio State, or Clemson, or name the big name, right? Oklahoma. You can, during the year, you will be, not can, during your year, having people scoping out other schools. And you're always going to have, I don't care who you are and how good you think your roster, you're always going to have some area of concern on your roster. You never go into the non-playing portion of the season and into the summer saying, you know what? I don't think our roster can get any better. I think we are deep. We're good. Even if we have an injury over here, doesn't matter. You're never there. There's always something. Even if you've got the prettiest roster you can recall, there's always something that worries you if something bad happens. Injury or just anything. If you're Alabama or the big boys now, I mean, you can just scope it out, find out what you need, maybe send a little silent feeler. Or players at that need probably will pursue you. It'll get out pretty quick what you're looking for. I wonder how many, on average, the big name, the chalky teams, I wonder how many inquiries they get a week about transfers. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea. I'm just throwing it out there. No cap. Bill, friend of mine's son graduated from Louisville, and it was at the football stadium. He also purchased his first house all over a couple of days. Yeah, if you've ever been to the campus, Louisville, where the you've got the football stadium there, you got the baseball stadium. Now where they play basketball, the Yum Center, that's in the downtown. It's not far, but it's not right by those facilities. Football, baseball, etc. That same area. And there's the park there and all that, the theme park and all that. What's that, Kentucky Downs? It's all Freedom Hall's right there now, where they used to play all those years. But where they play now, the Yum Center. And apparently, and I don't know where, but the dental school's right over there. Matter of fact, my son's going to be there this week. He's staying at the Omni in Louisville. And he's just going to stay a day or two just to look at the layout of the campus, where he's going to be in dental school here shortly. And he's also going to rent one of the apartments at the Omni for the 4 years he's there. And he's looking, he's doing that sometime this week. He said no. A little bit later this week. Okay, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
This is Lieutenant Commander Worf of the USS Enterprise. This is Bill's No Balls of Steel.
Good morning. The fire department just got here on the scene of this crash as we check it out live here on 65 southbound at Dickerson Pike. It's just one lane of traffic able to get around this crash here. It's limping along pretty bad down through this section of Madison on 65 southbound here at Dickerson Pike. And the 18-wheeler that's involved in it, it's got a lot of front-end damage, and it's leaking fuel, and the fire department's trying to get it contained right now. Again, that's what this mess is all about here on 65 southbound at Dickerson Pike. Ripley's Aquarium PJ Party with the Penguins coming up on June 5th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Huh?
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A always, BBC, closing, always be closing.
ABC, A always, BBC, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: mostly cloudy, highs today around 66, tonight cloudy, lows near 46, Tuesday sunshine, highs near 70, 20% chance of showers Tuesday night, lows 49, sunny for Wednesday, high 67. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to The Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Evan in Tampa has a nomination here. Says, Bill, balls of steel to all the moms out there for putting up with our crap growing up. That's a very good one. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That's a very good one. Here's one. URC. Yeah, that's the name. Goes by the name URC. Out in Nevada. Incline Village, Nevada. Says, no balls of steel to any radio host who bans the Cosby Cattleman from the show. He says, I might hate Tennessee, but the guy is comedy gold. No balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
That's true. Now, the problem that he has up there, which I'm on his side here, I'm not on their side, but in Knoxville, most of it, and again, I don't get to hear any of it, but they got a million shows up there. More than we've got here in Nashville. And you got to toe the company line up there to a certain level, which is the University of Tennessee. Now, I don't know if it's totally state-run radio. It's probably not, but you can't come on. They're not going to let you come on up there and just blast the school every day like he does here. And he doesn't call every day, but he calls several times a week, right? And he's allowed to go wherever he wants to go. Now, we've had a few snits in the past. I mean, you're going to have some of those. But no, he is comedy gold. He's radio gold. That's true. It's true. There's no more unique caller in the history of talk radio than the Cosby Cattleman. And I've explained it many times. He's got a school, Tennessee, that he loves. And he never is happy about anything concerning them. Even if they're winning at something, he's never happy. He loves them. That's his school. But he's most all fans love their school, and they love them, and they talk about them like they love them. Right? Now, they may, for example, Florida State fans aren't saying, oh, we're happy with football right now just because they are fans. I mean, they're being objectively critical of, hey, we need to be better. But in general, though, they're positive, right? It's their school. They love it. That's their school. Cosby Cattleman very rarely says anything nice. And this goes back to the 90s when he first started calling the show. This is not a recent thing. He was calling in somewhere in the mid-90s. We had a couple of guys that used to call, and I don't know if every town's got this, and this is back in the local radio days, but, and many of you that heard us back then, you would get us on 1510, and some of you go back that far, some of you don't, that's fine, but we had a couple of guys that just hated Johnny Majors. And like I told you, Johnny was brought back to be the savior. Johnny won a natty at Pitt. He finished runner-up in the Heisman at Tennessee. He's a Tennessee guy. It's a very famous last name. We're bringing home a guy that can win a natty. Just did it. So he came back incredibly popular. Not only a big name who did it on the football field for Tennessee, but now is coaching it and has just won a natty in 1976. And a very famous natty with a lot of famous names, notably Tony Dorsett, but others. By the way, that team beat Georgia. If a Georgia dog will go back that far, but you Georgia fans, that Georgia and Pitt played that year in the last game. Anyways, couple guys that were pretty well-known Tennessee people in Nashville. One called the Closet Fan. He was an Italian guy, but well-known around town and a big Tennessee guy. And the other one is a guy that called himself Gil from Green Hills. He was a very wealthy, didn't go to Tennessee, but loved the University of Tennessee. Wealthy oil guy. Bellmead guy. Old money. Old money. They both hated Majors. And they would call the show, and they just hated him. I mean, they would blat. One of them apparently met Majors once, and Majors was a jerk to him. Hated him ever since. Another one had some kind of run-in with Majors, too. Just despised him. And they both called him John Majors. Not Johnny. John Majors. Let me tell you about John Majors. And they just start blasting. And Bob Bell, my co-host, or I guess I was his co-host. He was around way before me. And he just turned purple, or he'd hang up on him. But they didn't, I mean, they just hated Majors. They didn't hate the other sports. They were if the other sports were doing okay, they'd be complimentary of them. Cosby Cattleman doesn't play that. Perry Mason says, Balls of Steel to Allen from Tampa and also the Georgia Dog, their moms. He says, I cannot imagine having to raise you two, so Balls of Steel. Pretty good shot there, Perry. Pretty good shot. Perry Mason, Bill Cosby Cattleman says, I've been listening to his calls for a long time, always enjoyable, but most enjoyable when Florida was kicking that AZZ for the championship. Perry Mason also brings up, now Crazy, this is before Crazy Charlie, he would not know this person. But he says, Bill, don't forget about Steven from Umatilla. Yeah, Steven passed away. Sometime, was it this last year? You guys, anyways, and you folks down in Florida kept up with Steven through the years better than me because apparently he would call the coaches' shows. Big Florida fan, Umatilla, Florida. And so you got to hear him through the years. I lost track of him after the 1510 days, which is about 20 years ago now. Yeah, we never heard from him again after that. You folks down there did. But, and I would just, it'd be once every couple of years, somebody, maybe Perry Mason, but somebody down there would say, Bill, I just heard Stephen on the college. He just called, well, it wouldn't have been Spurrier. Just called the Urban Meyer Show. Or just called the Billy Donovan Show. And he would call our show as a Gator and just, stir the pot against the Tennessee fans. Oh, he did it very good. Knew what he was doing. Now, there was something, and I'm not trying to be rude here, there was something wrong about Stephen. I don't know what his psychological condition was or whatever it was. You could tell. But the guy, man, when he would call, he would bring it. I don't know if he was able to hold a job or anything. I don't know. I don't know his background. But he was very unique. And I told you, just to repeat, he started sending us pictures. Here's my home. Here's where I live with my parents. And I think he was probably in his 30s, 40s by then. But he was living at home. And over the garage was a mounted basketball rim. And it was mounted upside down where the spokes were up. I'll never forget that. I wish I still had that picture. I guess when we were cleaning the office or something, we threw some stuff away. But, man, I wish I still had that picture. It was him standing there, too, with a big old smile on his face. Stephen from Umatilla. And the guy loved the Gators all day and all night. He loved everything. He pulled for them, watched the games. I don't know if he went to a lot of games. I don't know. I don't know the inside story there. I just would hear from you folks about him who would hear him occasionally call the coaches' shows. He was very active down there. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. No core checking in. He said, no core's only 38, but he said, taught this old dog some new skills while I taught some of the young pups how to run in boot camp. Yeah, 38 years old, no core, joining the Navy. And I'm telling you right now, the guy is in incredible shape. I don't know anybody that waltzes into boot camp, you know, and owns it. But if you can come close, I would think it's probably no core. My oldest son, Billy, had a buddy from high school. Actually, they moved to Jacksonville, who just finished up within the last year. Now, I don't know what the date was and everything, but he decided to go that direction and was in boot camp, too. And I don't know which one. Was it Camp Lejeune, maybe? I don't know. But he joined up a while back. He was about a 6'5", 6'6", post player on their basketball team. Pretty good player. And the dad got transferred down there. Actually, his dad was formerly a New York City cop many years ago, moved to the 615, was in the medical business, and then got transferred down to Jacksonville. They like it down there, too. Yeah, they're all of you folks always cracking on Duval. Apparently they really like it. Move the family, the kids, everything down there. And they were pretty well known in the community, but because of his job got moved down there, apparently they're very happy doing really well down there. And Duval County. Do you have any other Balls of Steel nominations? Let's have them. We've run out. Yeah, we're bone dry on this one. Not a whole lot. Was there much going on? I'm going to give you no balls. You know me. And, Charlie, this is going to be a no balls. You can go gutless, nutless, whichever one you want. But I am generally a pretty big shill for Tim Corbin and the Vandy Boys baseball program. I'm a shill for them. They are really good. It's a well-run machine. Good players, entertaining. I love the tactical side of following Tim Corbin and what he does. I think he's the best at what he does, period. College baseball. And I don't know what happened on Sunday, but they'd already beaten Alabama 2-0. So this wasn't about winning the series. Alabama baseball isn't near Vanderbilt baseball. Now, that might be the only sport where you could say that, but baseball, Vanderbilt is Alabama football and baseball, and Alabama baseball is not there. They feel like they're getting better, but it's not a thing, comparatively speaking. So the series is already won comfortably, 2-0. Day three. Now, some are saying this is because of Jack Leiter and him being scratched. But usually Corbin is a guy that they try and get the games in no matter what. If whether they play him, man. I mean, he's a go-getter. And yesterday they canceled it due to the weather. And I know it was supposed to continue to rain and probably be a problem, and it was a Sunday. And maybe Alabama told them, we've got travel deal here with restrictions, or we need to get back. We can't stay here all day waiting for the game. I don't know what happened. There may be a hell of a good excuse. But that game was not postponed, from what I understand, canceled. So I'm going to do it. Even if they're totally innocent, I'm going to say, Crazy Charlie, no balls of steel to the Vandy boys.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
Yeah, might be a reasonable expectation. Perry Mason posts a picture. Steven, who was with Buddy Martin, well-known down there, at some restaurant. That's a good picture. Okay, now, this hasn't come up on the show yet. I heard it in the news. Shannon, up in South Bend. Bill, no balls of steel to Bob Baffert and the horse Medina Spirit for failing the post-Kentucky Derby drug test. Not a good look for the Derby winner, rut-row. So do we have a Vanderbilt of the early 80s steroid issue here? Because that's what has been revealed in the post-race drug testing. So Crazy Charlie, ain't no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
That's all that. So what's the word there? Has that the horse been, has that victory been expunged? Has it been taken away? What's the word there? Vaxico Burris also. Bill, no balls to Bob Baffert, getting caught cheating again. So, all those natties. What if, and there's no chance this is going to happen. But you know how we've had some superstar coaches just literally crash and burn their reputation with it? Rick Pitino would be the best example of that, right? What if here in about a year or two, there's something that's discovered that Nikki had been doing that nobody knew, which was the secret magic formula to all the natties, except it's shady as hell. Again, I don't think anything like that will ever happen. I'm just saying, what if? Like, oh my God, did you know Nick was, and then you fill in the blank. I have no idea what that would be. No, I have no idea what that would be, but no, don't do that to Nicky. I can't take it. Let him win a few more natties first. All right. Nominations if you have any more. We're coming right back. Hope you had a good weekend. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Good morning. The police are in the clearing stages of this crash, but it's still causing a mess here in Madison on 65 southbound at Dickerson Pike. The 18-wheeler that's involved in this crash is still sitting in the center lane of traffic with a lot of heavy front-end damage, and I'm wondering how long it's going to take to get this thing even over to the side because it's got so much damage on 65 southbound as it just crawls along down through here at Dickerson Pike. 24 east is running slow there at White's Creek Pike in Jolton due to that accident. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price, too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Whether you're driving for distance, pitching for precision, or putting to win it all, come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for all your clubs throughout your bag. Hit a few balls and let our team show you the latest swing technology and data that will help optimize your game. Having each club tailored to become your gamers will help you start shooting lower scores. Let Edwin Watts Golf Shops help you make every shot the perfect one. Come in and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DinoVite.com.
2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
DinoVite is nutrition.
DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Stop your engine.
Nashville Sports Radio is on the streets.
Hey Nashville, John Burton here, and we'll be live at Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel for their grand reopening on May 27th. Join the Bill King Show and the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show starting at 6. Kitchen Notes is reopening, and Nashville Sports Radio will be there live from 6 to 11. That's May 27th, Kitchen Notes, Omni Nashville Hotel with Nashville Sports Radio.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
You're listening to the Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
I just pulled it up. S&P down slightly. NASDAQ down. Probably would have been smart to get on some oil action, right? With some of the news that's out there right now. Whoa. I don't have. No. I tell you what, I haven't been getting in on the goodies as much. Didn't get any Dogecoin. I've had a few runners, but nothing like. Nothing. The big names you're hearing about, I did not beat the street on any of them. Too bad. Yeah, too bad. Shannon up in South Bend, Bill Balls of Steel, Crazy Charlie, to the Predators, the Nashville Predators, for allowing fans to their games in Smashville and for clinching a playoff berth on Saturday with a big win over Carolina. So, Crazy Charlie, I'm sure you spent many hours on this one earlier. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Bama Mark says, Bill, Balls of Steel for taking my mask off in Costco over the weekend in Wilco and literally counting in seconds how long it took for some employee to tell me to put it back on. Balls of Steel holding on to the bitter end of this. Bama Mark, that was good. Now, here's what I need. I need a specific stopwatch amount of time. Was it 10 seconds? Was it 7.3? Was it 11.8? Was it 15? But anyways, Crazy Charlie, for trying this out, Bama Mark, Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Like I told you, I probably should refrain from teasing this. At some point, I'm going to give you a Corona Bro type story. Not sure when. I'm going to hold it. My plan is to get through Memorial Weekend without talking about it. And then about that time, tell you our story. I mean, it's not. I'm probably overselling it a little bit. But it is. It's a story, and it has some ironies attached to it. Probably not what you're thinking. This isn't really an I told you so story. Well, a little bit, but it's not only an I told you so story. It's got some ironies, things we talk about here on the show to it. Tom up in Milwaukee says, back in the day, everybody at Columbia University, that's up in New York City, was worried about the possibility of rain at their outdoor graduation, except for their president. When asked, Eisenhower replied, after D-Day, I promised myself I would never worry about the weather ever again. That's perspective, right? Yeah, if you happen to be at D-Day, and many lost their lives there as we know, you lived to tell that story. A lot of things otherwise in life were quickly put in perspective, I would assume. It's a good quote, Tom, from you. Yeah, back to it. It's not about me. No, it does not involve me at all. No. As far as I know, I have never had it. Now, could I have had it somewhere within the last year to 14 months and not know? That's possible. That's possible for anybody. And I think, look, I've made it clear. You can be on two different sides of this topic. Number one, I think we all acknowledge this can be a very dangerous virus. Lots of people have died from it. It's also negligible how many people percentage-wise will die. Okay, and it's mainly 75 and over and or problems like obesity. Now, again, there are exceptions. Some people react to it. Crazy Charlie had to fight it for a little while before he was back with us and had to quarantine. It hit him and he punched it back, but it was a good fight. Some people don't feel anything. It's different for everybody. Yeah. You just don't know. So I understand that part. I understand the potential of it. But I still refuse to be shut down because of it or comply with the herd mentality. And I don't mean herd immunity. I mean everybody over here, get in the fetal position, don't move. Kill your businesses. I'll never agree with that garbage. Yeah, that was pure garbage. As far as I'm concerned, don't forget, and I don't have anything specific to tell you today, to get your FanDuel app. That's right. Get that app and get ready. They've got so many specials for you, so many different promotions they run that are designed to get you in there and get you an early win, man. And what you do from then on, obviously, you're on your own. That doesn't matter who it is. But lots of incredible promotions. And I'll tell you what, that app, I pull it up all the time. It's so easy to use. And again, they know you want your money. If you win, you want your money. You want access to it. They can get that to you in as little as 24 hours. That's a pretty good turnaround. Now, I don't know how all that works with all the other companies. I had the one BetOnline account that I can't even remember the password for. I can't even get it to pull up. And I never, ever attempted to take money out of there, so I don't know how difficult or not difficult that was. I really don't know. But I do know at FanDuel, not one complaint about getting your money. You win, you want your money, here you go. So lots of good experiences there that we've heard about from folks out there. Bottom line is get that app. Yeah, get that app. Alan in Tampa said, Bill, I was in a store at the beach. Granny came up to me and asked, where's your mask? I replied, somebody else or somewhere else, and she got pissed at me. I've yet to have that experience. I have yet to have any conversation with anybody about a mask. I think my wife said she might have somewhere, like somebody said something. But I have yet to have that happen. And I have not worn a mask at a grocery store or inside a store, and I couldn't tell you when. I couldn't tell you. And now, again, is there some people out there like that? There are. We see the videos of it. But I haven't had that happen yet. Anyways, one more break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Good morning. The police are in the clearing stages of this crash, but it's still causing a mess here in Madison on 65 southbound at Dickerson Pike. The 18-wheeler that's involved in this crash is still sitting in the center lane of traffic with a lot of heavy front-end damage, and I'm wondering how long it's going to take to get this thing even over to the side because it's got so much damage on 65 southbound as it just crawls along down through here at Dickerson Pike. 24 east is running slow there at White's Creek Pike in Joelton due to that accident. True Friends Moving Company's hiring. Call 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
You know, there's nothing like watching a game with great weather, and there's always action going on at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. That's right. You lose your first bet, you still get $1,000 in site credit. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one American sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types. Like same game parlays and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game, every day. And when you win with FanDuel, you pay your winnings in as little as 24 hours. It's the cool thing about baseball, too. They got a bunch of games today. Download that FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code GREGP to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Better Day Movers is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Better Day Movers, serving Nashville and the surrounding area for over 5 years, offering a 10% discount for military and veterans. Call 615-775-2347. That's 615-775-2347. Better Day Movers. They're professionals who care.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning, mostly cloudy. Highs today around 66. Tonight, cloudy. Lows near 46. Tuesday, sunshine. Highs near 70. 20% chance of showers Tuesday night. Lows 49. Sunny for Wednesday. High 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Tomorrow there will be guesting. Tuesday we commence to some guesting. Gator Dave will be with us. Buck will be with us. Also Griff a little later. Yeah, Matt Hayes. A lot of you know Matt. Matt lives down there, and I think he's got his show now in Jacksonville, right? But I think he used to live in Orlando. I think he moved to Jacksonville. Anyways, Matt's been around. Matt was with the Sporting News for decades. Now he's with, what, Bleacher Report? He is one of the better college football writers, nationwide guy now, that there is. He's time-tested. He's good. He sent me a message over the weekend. Apparently, he put Griff. He finds Griff fascinating. I don't know how many of you know this, but a lot of the sports writers out there, they have a thing for Griff. They can't quite figure him out, but they don't necessarily dislike him either. They just can't get their hands on what makes him tick, right? Griff's unique. Griff has his own style. Griff doesn't try and copy anything anybody does. Matt had him on, and Matt said they only put him on it once every couple of months or something, but he stirred the pot pretty good for him, and he found that very funny. Oh, no. He found that very entertaining. And the other thing that gets some of the sports writers out there, gets them curious about Griff, is wherever Griff goes, whether it's back when he had the Alabama and or Auburn beat back when he first moved down south. He's from Michigan, went to Michigan State. He's every one of you who thinks when he's writing for a school, he went to that school down here. He has no ties to the South, except he, about 20-something years ago, came down here and started working. He's from Michigan, went to East Lansing, went to college there. He's got no Southern, I grew up saying Roll Tide, go Vols, none of that. Has no ties down here at all, except he's lived down here a really long time. Anyways, whether it's the Tennessee beat or now the Georgia beat, but wherever he is, they find it kind of intriguing that he seems to shill for whatever beat he's on, which he does. That's his style. Griff is very protective, if you'll notice, of the beat he's on. If he got transferred next week to another beat, that was not one of the ones he already had. Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Michigan State, Georgia. He would adopt the same principles with the new beat. Protect the brand to a certain extent now. To a certain extent. He'll be critical some, but protect the brand and do your best to protect the coach, the head coach. Got to remember, Kirby called him out within the last, what was that, football season? 2020? I don't know how you reporters get your information, but that's just not accurate. And he was talking to Griff. Now, a lot of times that would tick particularly if it's a veteran, aggressive veteran. Now, a new guy on the beat, he's just going to be scared. But a veteran may take umbrage at that, and maybe the articles get a little sour, get a little toxic after a call out like that. Not with Griff. No, not with Griff. He doesn't do that. He does not let that get to him personally. I'm telling you, writers, they've got egos too. But he doesn't seem to let that happen much. But, yeah, Matt and I were having a good giggle about that. We're just trading some messages over the weekend. You got some audio? Okay, so you want to run? When do we need to do that, Crazy Charlie? Okay, so Crazy Charlie, you mean wrap it up right here? Is that what you want me to do? Okay, he said he's got a little audio to get to. Go ahead, hit it.
Attention, audience. Be on the lookout. Do you recognize this voice?
And your ashes will check that your ass don't have to care for it, boy.
Have you heard this laugh?
You boys are so lame.
Have you heard anyone threatening to cut off the South?
If I had my way, I would cut everything off the damn map from Ohio below and the east of Texas.
If so, do not approach. Do not engage. And no matter what, don't mention Jim Harbaugh.
He's the cosmopolitan version of a Kardashian without the nice ass.
Considered verbally combative and linguistically dangerous. Report all tips to the Bill King Show.
Always bet on black.
That's good. That's better than good. That's excellent. I was hoping, Crazy Charlie, not only did we have that excellent drop, but also some news. But he's still missing in action, right? I think so. That is fantastic. Yeah. Makes me miss him even more. At Crazy Charlie 615. That's well done. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. Follow him. His new shows and all the shows he does anyway. Market is a little chop, man. It's been tough. It's been a tough market. Slightly down S&P, just slightly. Doesn't mean a predictor for the day. At Billis King. Nice nominations when it came to Balls of Steel. Those were good. Easy with Tesla. Elon Musk. How did he take down Dogecoin on Saturday night? That wasn't supposed to happen. Watch, Pop.
We think I had them, boy. Smile if you will. Boy, it's so lame, man.